Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at moving telecommunication companies and actual games. Okay, so, right, boys, it is the...
In Australia, I've strapped in.
Yeah, dude.
It is the end of the financial year.
Oh, no.
So, Mamma mia.
That spells like... disaster for both Joel Zammit's mental health and our workload.
So it gets to a point where it's very much like, okay... You know,
oh, no. I just remembered, I don't think I paid back my tax return from last year.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get a message from the government soon being like, sucks. Hey, you owe us money. And I'm like, oh, yeah,
that's
shit.
That's true, I do.
Yeah.
It's not heaps. Look, I'll share it with you. It's like $400.
That's not too bad.
Look, it's money I prefer to keep. Well, yeah. But it's not going to be like, I'm not going to be on the streets.
Yeah, that's pretty lucky.
But like...
That still sucks.
I'm going to wait for them to message me even though I've had this realization.
Absolutely.
Because maybe I have paid it. I mean, you can't pay it twice. So if I do look into it,
you could find out.
And I have paid it, then nothing happens.
And they give it back to you and you're like, no, this is yours.
Yeah,
it's...
Tax sucks.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's confusing and I want it.
COVID is going to have made that terrible as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Going to an accountant could be a future episode.
Oh, yeah.
Going to the accountant because they make me lie a bit. And I'm like, no. And they're like, all right, we won't do anything.
Wink.
And then I'm like, no, that's tax fraud. And they're like.
It's good that you're keeping the accountants
I actually.
Someone's got to keep those bastards.
They've got to keep them honest.
Honest, yes.
So, if the government, you're listening, don't worry. I got them in check.
Yeah, good on you, man. Yeah.
I'm going to our accountant tomorrow, actually.
It's exciting. That is exciting. Anyway, you went to a telecommunications company.
It's in the financial year, and we had to up all our data streaming stuff because of COVID, and now, like, a lot of people are streaming from home.
Yes.
I.e. yourself, Jackson.
Yes, I am.
Twitch.tv/SansPinsRadio.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful, again, friend of the show, Adam Cannavale, also using that. And
Twitch.tv/handsome little angels
up in Sydney, Tom Walker and Demi.
Twitch.tv/Tom Walker is good.
Yeah. Streaming as well. And so we basically were like, all right, well, we need more because literally maybe a month or a month and a half, I was like, right, we've got an MBN at the studio. So we have a lot of like data usage for a certain particular telecommunications company. And I was like, wow, we're not actually using all that data. So give them a call and they're like, you know, we'll message whatever. And like, hey, I need to reduce all this kind of stuff. And I know we're on like a large plan or whatever. Can I get on a small one? They're like, we have a small plan. Is there, we also have like an extra small plan. I'm like, let's do that.
Whoa.
So I was basically like, you know, reducing all the combined mobile phone data to basically nothing. So I was noticing we just weren't going through a lot of stuff.
For a second I was lost and I was like, surely your NBN is unlimited, but you were talking about the phones.
Yeah. So the way it kind of works is, so we were on like a 5G, 4G home/business data plan because in this country, internet is garbage.
Yes.
And NBN, our national broadband network, is also garbage, but it is kind of like, you know, it's like a chocolate, like a wrapped chocolate bar in a bin. No, because that's perfectly fine. It's an unwrapped picnic bar.
Okay.
It's only slightly unwrapped.
Yeah.
Like someone's grabbed a picnic bar with the foil on it, chewed it, and like thrown in the bin. So you're like, it's still technically edible if I maybe cut off the head a little bit.
If you get rid of the other bits of human spit, you can eat that picnic bar.
Is that still more edible than the MBN? MBN is trash.
Yeah, it's look. It's unlike a picnic bar in every way.
Yeah, and the NBN is also trash in ways you probably couldn't expect. Like, sometimes it's good, meaning that everyone can't just be up in arms about it. Yeah. So, like, the NBN at my house, perfectly serviceable. My speed increased quite dramatically when I did it, and it is reliable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when people yell about the NBN, I'm like, mine's fine. And then that makes them angry, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Because
like,
that means
it's
that
it's not like I did anything.
Yeah.
I'm with a company that is relatively unreliable and the cheap version of that company. So my plan's good.
Yeah. Like at this particular.
I know if I ever need support, they'll give me
shit all. No.
They'll probably just send me a bag of piss in the mail.
Well, so at this particular premise, it's actually kind of fine. Like, yeah, speeds increased dramatically and that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And so it enabled
the
us
microwave
to do quite
makes
a lot.
My NBN stop, though.
That's interesting.
Okay.
And a little sidestep here. So the new property that we're building.
Yeah.
So we had
the new studio that people have heard a little bit about.
A little bit. So we're changing, like, we've changed all the downpipes because there was a pretty big water problem. So basically, like, think of a drain.
Yeah.
Now put that drain in the middle of the house.
I'm there.
Now get a big hole.
Okay.
Just take away the drain, but a big hole where the water will come from the sky into the property.
Yeah, so imagine,
that was the problem.
You know when you're in a house and it rains and it's raining on the outside? Now imagine a house where it rains on the inside.
Yeah. But unintentionally.
Yeah. So that was a big problem. So we've done all this, like fixed up all the downpipes. So we had to kind of like rip up the tiles from the side of the house and do all that. And then where the wonderful idiot that has installed the MBN like little box on the outside of that.
Yeah.
So I've drilled it into, I guess, the tiles, like where the property is, like the house. Or like
wait, so we have NBN at the new property?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well.
Before we have walls.
Wait. No, we have, because you know how back a few months / years, who knows, it's hard to say, because as they do
the
slow rollout. Yeah, yeah. The
Okay. So we've got the potential for NBN.
Which
obviously we don't anymore because there was a wall and now there's no wall, but now there's
a wall.
No, there's a wall
because it's outside.
There's a wall.
So
the place has walls.
Yeah, it's on the outside, like the facade where the shop front is.
I've been to place.
So where the window is and like on the bottom, so where the pavement is, and then it's the front of the front of the shop.
I'll just read out the address so everyone can look at a picture of
great.
So you've got they've drilled in the little MBN box to like one corner.
Yep.
You've drilled that right into, say,
a pipe.
The wall, the tile. No. This is the good side.
Oh, okay.
So they've done that.
Yep.
And then, yes, on the other side where the downpipe is, straight into the downpipe.
Oh, sure. I was right. They actually just connected the NBN to a pipe.
Yes. So they're just like.
So when I guess the rain comes in, it comes out the hole onto the. That's good.
So it's
do you
like.
Reckon the internet will be reliable, though?
I reckon. Hey, why is the internet so bad? Oh, it's wet.
But it's like.
And I'm like, you know how, like, when my microwave is in use, my NBN doesn't work. When it rains, the studio NBN doesn't work because the box gets wet and short circuits.
But you know, when you're drilling into, say, a wall or something like that, you got a nail and you drill into like a stud, you can feel it. Like, you're like, oh, it's heavy and nice, and there's a bit of resistance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like drilling into a metal pipe, you'd feel that straight
you'd
away.
You'd notice.
Like, you know, like a drill bit, and then that's.
It's shocking they didn't say anything, but hey, here we are.
It's strange that they. Anyway, that's a little sidestep.
Was that before you owned the property?
Yes.
So maybe they did say something, and the previous owner was like, "We're about to sell it. We don't give a shit.
What alpha? Drill into more pipes.
Have you got them MBNs with extra asbestos? Can we just chuck that in?
Got any grenades? You just want to put in the go for it. We do not care.
Now, what is your company policy on installing a rat king? I want a lot of rat kings. A
lot of rats just under the ground. That's what we can do.
My positive feedback in the new studio is that there was less rats than I was expecting.
Oh, that is positive.
Yeah.
Or just not negative.
It's fun, like at least one rat skeleton, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, rat skeleton, better than live rats, I would
say. I've heard that typically you'll have more rats in a house than mice. I don't know if that's true.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
But they're just sneakier, so you don't see them as often.
Maybe that's the problem.
I know businesses, rats are far more. Like food places, you're more likely to have rats and mice, I guess, because they've got lots of food to eat.
I think maybe you've got more mice, but the rats are. More notable somehow. Anyway.
I've always heard rats.
Yeah, rats.
Mice. You lived in a garage.
Yeah, I don't remember really any rats in there. I got more rats when I lived with my family.
Yeah, outside, basically.
Well, I lived under the house.
Yeah.
In a room.
We get more possums and, or at least noticeable possums than rats.
Yeah. And there were more spiders when I lived here.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But your laptop was full of more moths from when you lived at your parents' house. Yeah. Because you left windows open.
And they have bug night.
Yeah, we have bug night.
You know bug night?
You know bug night.
You know bug night.
One night a week.
One night a week. One night a year, presumably due to some kind of migration problem, the house would get swarmed by various insects, often beetles, but it varied. And they would be so thick on the house that, like, this white wall behind us would theoretically be black with beetles. That's how dense the beetles were. And there was like a low going throughout the whole house.
Did you ever think that was like, I wish I got to the point where you could only sleep with that sound. Like, you got so used to this drone of beetle wings.
Did you know when bug night was coming?
That was the fear of bug night. We knew it happened in summer, but you never knew. It kind of varied what night.
That is insane to me. So, varied what night. It happened in summer. Jackson, I reckon every single time I went to your parents' house in your bedroom, every window would be open.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, hot as bedroom.
What, you want to boil in my room?
Open a window, you crazy man.
You're an idiot.
I'm on you, Jack. It's hot.
Thank you.
Stuffy.
Bugs! I want that.
Stuffy!
Is that a guarantee?
Yeah. I know that it is stuffy. I don't know that they may or may not be bugs.
Yes, you do. Jackson
Yeah, but
did.
I don't know what night.
Yeah.
He's got a fan.
That doesn't fix the stuffy.
Yeah.
It was big. I reckon it would have fixed the stuffy.
No, it didn't fix the
fan
stuffy.
And window open.
Yeah.
But the amount of times I came downstairs, looked in my bedroom, I was like, left a window open, sleeping upstairs tonight. Deal with the bugs in the morning.
So that happened multiple times, meaning that lots of bugs got into your room a lot. So
well, once a year.
Fine, anyway.
So yeah, so having to up the data plan to how it works. So NBN's garbage. And so I was like, yeah, we're not using this data plan anymore. And that's fine because, you know, we're just basically kind of doing it on, you know, to and fro work and that kind of stuff. And NBN is actually pretty decent here. So let's just kind of bump that 4G down, that data plan down. And hey, that's fine. And then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, I'm streaming. Adam is streaming.
Yeah.
Wonderful Sydney focused streaming. So it's like, okay, cool. Needs to up that plan. At this point, we still have two particular phones over at, say, a different network,
sure,
shall we say.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Ruptus.
Yeah.
And so we're like, these guys are kind of annoying. I really want to kind of move over. I want to break my contract. So I kind of message them. I'm like, hey, how much is to break the contract? And they kind of give like this price. And I'm like weighing up in my head. And like, well, this is kind of like the right time to use it. We've got a bit of surplus cash. We can kind of do this for end of the financial year. Hey, this kind of is a good kind of move.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. So I move one over the and then they're like, okay, that's fine. I do it over the phone. It's fine. It's easy. It's great.
Smooth.
So I did
five thumbs. Anyway, what have you been doing?
Then as soon as that happens, because it was Adam's phone.
Mm.
So that happens. And then we both get a text message and an email being like, now that your phone has, sorry to see you go, blah, 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 blah. Now that your phone has switched over, please return that in 14 days, as in the handset. Please return the phone in 14 days or you will get charged.
Oh, boy.
So we're like, what? Like, I know there was going to be a...
Something
to break the contract, but now they want the phone. And look, it's a couple of years old. Like, it's a Galaxy, whatever it is.
Yeah,
sure, not the one that blew up, but the one
S8 or something.
Of it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, well, how much is that going to be?
Yeah.
Because like, and then like, while like it's an older phone, like it still has a lot of information on that phone that is very, very useful for Adam.
Yeah, so
Adam,
of course, he wants to keep it.
And plus, it's like, you know, maybe it's scratched up. So it's like, if I can keep it, that'd be great. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to try and contact them and work out how much it's going to cost to keep that that set.
Sure.
I'm going to make you pay outright for what the start of the plan was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just kind of working that out to be like, all right, how much is it going to be for this phone? Because is it worth, say, if they're going to be like, well, we're going to make. And that my fear was it was going to be as much as it would have cost at the start of the plan. So
that's what I
was assuming.
They're going to be like, oh, yeah, no worries. If you want to, and it'll be like $1,200.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Not expecting that. So I was like, well, I want to know how much it's going to cost because then if it's like Is it that? Is it a thing where they've kind of like taken that money off each month that we've been on that plan? Or is it something like somewhere in between? Because is it going to be worth, say, buy that old phone, or is it will be just cheaper to buy a new one?
Mm. Yeah.
And that's the kind of
always
like
the question.
Decision. And that's the kind of like decision I was trying to like, you know, weigh up in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's like, hey, you've got, say, 14 days or whatever it was. And it's like, you have to pay, let's say that it was like, pay by the 25th. Yeah. Or you will get charged.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, well, we've got, you know, 2 weeks or whatever it was.
You got plenty of time.
You got plenty of time. Sorry, can I make this decision?
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
My prediction.
Yeah.
You got, so you got 2 weeks. I just want to look. This
throw
is,
it out there,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, just want to, just, and yeah. It just gives the listeners a bit of time to guess as well.
Yeah, yeah.
My prediction is that, and I don't know this story.
Yeah.
So you got 2 weeks.
Yep.
You ask them how much it's going to cost. They don't get back to you for a while.
Mm.
Then they do get back to you and they're confused about what you're asking. And then the deadline's getting closer and closer. And then it's revealed that, in fact, you didn't have to do that. That text message was just a mistake.
Okay, okay. Jack, what are your predictions? And also, what do you reckon the payout may or may not have been?
I think that, I don't know. See, I want to say that you ended up having to pay the price that it was at the beginning of the plan.
Or it'll be like $14.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to either be really high or really low.
Like a massive amount of arse ache for them just to be like, no, you owe us $17.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think that's probably my second
theory. The struggle is going
well.
To come from, yeah, but I kind of agree with Dusha. Okay. Miscommunication between you and the telecommunication company.
Okay, so not far off the mark. So I messaged them, and
yep.
because again, because it's COVID and that kind of stuff, it's kind of like you know,
yep.
things are taking some time.
I've been trying to
fair.
Replace headphones for 6 weeks now, and I can't.
Yeah, so I kind of messaged them, and
Bose, if you're listening, please reply to me.
Send us an email. So we'll send an email on the chat thing, and
yeah.
you couldn't do it on desktop, had to do it on the app. So I had to go to my
right.
phone to do this.
Yes, good.
And it was this wonderful thing of I'd send them a message and then I have to wait 2 to 3 days to get this reply back and forth. So that was like problem one. And then there was like a number to call. And so I called up and then of course it's like, you know, if this is an emergency because mm-hmm. we're dealing with this, you know, do try and contact us. I'm like, it's not an emergency.
But you really need to talk to a person.
But I do need to talk to a person.
Yeah.
I understand. You've guilted me into hanging up and waiting now. So, okay, fine. Okay, automated voice.
Yeah.
So waiting and back and forth. And so they'd pop up and I wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
Or I'd be busy and then I'd like jump on it. I think there was like a time where I was in either the middle of an episode or middle of something. I'm like, no, I have to answer this because if I don't,
You'll lose them forever.
3 more days. So got to talking to a person and being like, okay, so the situation is we have transferred over. This has happened. So can you please tell me how much it's going to cost?
Yeah.
And they went, we cannot tell you this much. And I was like, sorry, what?
Why?
I'm like, we can't do this. And I'm like, why? Because you've already ported over. I'm like, yes, but you're sending me an email.
Yeah.
Almost. And by the way, it's not just one email. They would send me this regularly. So every like
great.
3 to 4 days, they'd be like, here's a new email.
Just being a reminder.
Like, just a reminder. Yeah, you're going to have to pay you a piece of garbage. I'm like, I know. So I was like, hey, so how much is that? And they're like, we can't tell you. I'm like, what do you mean you can't tell? It's like, well, you've already ported over, so all the information is gone. I'm like, what? So you are getting a bill on the 25th. Oh, sorry, you're getting a bill on the 24th, and the due date is the 25th, to end before like things will happen.
Yeah.
So you'll know on the 24th. And I'm like, but that gives me less than a day
to figure it out.
Sort it all out and kind of work this out and make that decision.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I know. I'm like,
well, that's bad.
So
yeah.
What'll happen? Am I going to get a, if I, okay. And then I had to run some scenarios. I was like, okay, so for example, if you come back to me on the 24th and I have to pay like a grand, and then I decide not to do that, then hand the phone in, am I going to get a late fee on top of that because I haven't done what you think you told me to do, as it were? Or if I want to just, I have decided to do that, can I just do that? And also, will I get a late fee? Because, man, these guys love a late fee.
Oh, that's not shocking. Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
I hope the government doesn't love a late fee because
it's aforementioned Turks thing. So,
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So then I kept like, and I guess the person that was on the other side of the keyboard, I guess, generally couldn't help me because their hands were tied because for some reason they couldn't look into a bill or a charge that was coming, even though their system had been sending out. They weren't worded nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were. I would.
Dear Mr. or Mrs. Idiot.
I'd say if maybe like an intimidation technique is how they're worded, but that's like as an aside.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, okay. I guess feeling a little bit impotent here right now. So that's fine. I guess I will wait the 2 weeks. And I have in the back of my head to be like, well, these are the prices of the new mobile phones in the market if we need to kind of do that. Or a secondhand one if we need to do that as well, which is the exact same one that's going to cost this much. Whatever. It's fine. Did that. And then the 24th comes along. I get a bill. Guess what's not on there?
The phone.
Correct. The price of how much they're going to charge me. It's just not on there.
So it's like, here's a bill. Pay. And you're like, pay. How much? They're like,
So, yeah, the, so the price from them was just coy. Like was the price for the for the phone, as in for the plan.
Yeah,
so I was like, here's the price of the plan, but nothing about changing over, nothing about the handset. So I'm like, okay,
all right,
cool. I'll just leave it.
I'll just send a quick email, just a quick chat again. Having to wait an extra day. So now we're talking on the 25th, and we're just like, hey. So this happened, like, has the bill been sent? And I'm like, it has been sent.
Yeah.
Like, well, how much is it? I'm like, that's what I'm asking you.
Oh my gosh.
So back and forth to eventually they
get to the point where you're getting phone calls and you're like, hey, this is Joel speaking. They're like, hi, this is telecommunications company. We're just wondering if you know how much your bill is. And you're like, no, that's why I was calling you. Yeah. They're like, no, but we just called you.
How do you not know?
Who's on first? Bill's on second.
So I was like, all right, well, okay, that's fine. Mm. Getting a little bit frustrated.
Why?
Who could tell me?
This is so... I can't think of one possible thing.
And so then
it was
just
easy,
like,
and smooth.
And they're looking us through and they're being like, oh, yeah, our mistake. Mm. This is going to come up into the next bill or maybe the one after that. But the price is $240.
Okay.
So I was like, that's actually a lot cheaper
than I
assumed it was going to be.
It's not too bad.
I was like, okay, that's kind of, and that was including just breaking the contract as well. So I'm like, this actually is quite nice.
Oh, yeah, including breaking the contract.
Yeah, that's not too shabby at all.
It was up in a couple months. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm. And so I'm like, well, look, I want to pay this all off now.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Of course.
That was a conversation to the person not knowing how, because I'm a forgetful man. Yeah. I am. I don't know basically what day it is half the time.
Yeah.
I'm a forgetful. So I like to automate things. Mm. So, you know, the whole like direct debit thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I love it.
Absolutely.
So I'm just like, I don't have to think.
Yeah.
So they were just kind of umming and ahhing. And then all I had to do was overpay them.
Oh, okay.
For the next month. And that's how it all sort of sorted out. So I was like, that's right. So, because it was quite late in the game, they did charge me a late fee.
Oh, okay. How much?
I think something along the lines of like $50 to $100, right? Okay. But because I was actually keeping the phone, they would refund me that late fee. So then I would get $50 to $100. So they had to charge me first and then pay me back as credit.
Yeah, that makes sense. That seems easy and simple and smooth.
Yeah. Look, I work for a company that has some... Not this company, although it does have some confusing protocols that I can imagine are very frustrating.
Yeah,
so that was fun.
Yeah. But nothing that crazy.
Yeah, it was just a bit of like what do you mean? Can't I just pay this? And like, well, no, we're going to have to do this and then pay you back and form some credits. So I'm just like, at the end of all of this, please tell me how much money. And then I cracked the shits and moved over to the other one, which is a lot more expensive. So I just had enough.
Hey. Sometimes that's what you gotta do.
Sometimes you just gotta put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta take a shit, you gotta crack it.
Yeah.
And in, like an egg, out comes a more expensive deal, but one that's less hassle.
Yeah.
Well, more just a tantrum.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so the one that so the telecommunication company that we moved to, it was great. So we organized that over Messenger.
Sure.
And so we organize this, everything like that.
MSN.
Yeah.
Nudging the company.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
You can see they're listening to...
Changing our name to some kind of lyric of a song or a line from a movie that we all love.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. So I emailed them, messaged them, and be like, all right, cool, let's set it all up. And they're like, yes, of course we can. And they're like, cool, we will send it and you'll get that soon. So they sent it to my parents' address.
Great. Of course.
And they're an hour and 40 minutes away.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, that's
genuinely
strange.
I don't know.
Have a guess.
might
as well.
Take a stab. What do you reckon could be?
I think one time, maybe 8 to 10 years ago, I lived there.
Well, there you go.
That might have been on file for one
in that very brief period, because you had a period of time where you lived there again for like a couple of months when you were in between places.
Oh, I also had that. Look, this is
my bad. Do you reckon you changed an address at some point?
No. See, this is the problem. I didn't change my address. I think up until maybe last month, I was like, last year. No, it was earlier than that. Within this year, I did finally change my address because I had. Yes, that's on me, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wild because you've lived in like 4 or 5 different places since then. Although actually less wild because you move a lot. Maybe it's just easier.
Maybe that makes more sense.
Yeah, because I was like,
wait, but your parents don't live in the same place.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
they've been there for like a decade.
I was
misinformed.
I was misinformed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So that was maybe my bad. I thought I had updated on at least the business side of things of where things to send things.
I've misunderstood your parents' living situation.
That's a startling realization have to go through.
Yeah, because I thought that they'd change from 2 properties to 1.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always had that 1 property. Mm-hmm. Or they had both, you know. They had their house, and they had like a holiday house that we had growing up.
Yeah, I thought that
was the holiday house that was going to be their retirement house. So when they did sell there, the house I grew up in, they moved to the holiday house.
I don't like to think about either of your parents' living situation. I make an effort not to.
Yeah. Mine live in 2 different houses because they're divorced.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't love each other anymore.
That's nice.
Hey, yeah, it's fine.
Well, they stopped loving each other like 20 years ago now.
That's also fine.
It's ancient history.
Yeah.
It's good. So how many thumbs?
Look, at the end of the day, everything kind of worked out. It was frustrating. And you lost
2 weeks of your life.
Yeah.
But in terms of frustrating for dealing with a telecommunications company.
You had to deal with 2, didn't you?
Yes.
Simultaneously.
And then the next time, because when I cracked the shits and moved the other phone across, that was the simplest thing to do.
That's good.
That was because I went into when the lockdown was off and we could actually go around
angry.
Not even angry. Yeah.
They're like, all right, you're done. Get out.
Oh, no, because I wasn't angry at that telecommunications company. I was angry at the telecommunications company across the road from them. So I walked into the one I was liking and it was just like, hey, can we do this? They're like, yes, we can. And they did it right then and there. And it was incredible. That's great. That's what you want. I didn't have to deal with the other nightmare.
2 phones originally on 1 company and then they switched to both, obviously, the same company.
Yeah. So let's say we went from Bropris to Maelstra.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, for the sake of argument, let's call one Optus.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easy if you call the other one Telstra.
Yeah, just like for sake of, just like.
It just feels easier to say.
Just so that people can have like a name to attach.
Telecommunications, Telstra.
Yeah.
Optus, like.
Optus Communications.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So there you go, that's easy.
Yeah, you're right, it's easy.
That solves the problem.
You went from Optus to Telstra. That mightn't be their real names.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
I make an effort not to know.
We were with like a few of the phones.
You don't like to think about names.
A few of the phones in the company, we would say Optus.
Yeah, sure.
And when like contracts were up, we were sort of slowly moving them over to Telstra because the 5G or the home 4G, whatever it's called, or the business 4G.
Both companies Telstra helped in this situation.
Yeah.
Both companies offer this 4G situation, but one of those speeds is dog shit. And the other one's really fast. So we move to the really fast.
That's clever. That makes a lot of sense. So how many thumbs?
Because you've got to grade it on a curve. You have to.
You do.
Because you're dealing with
You have to do it.
You got to do it.
And the bar is so low.
Yeah.
Because I've dealt with having to deal with other communication companies before, and maybe even the one that I'm with and currently like.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had to a place and we may have already talked about it on this particular podcast. Who can say? So those ones have been frustrating, but at this point I was I wasn't getting my balls busted.
Yeah.
For a prolonged time over a prolonged period. It was the occasional flick of a nut.
Yeah, okay.
Every couple of days, you know?
So we're talking 5 thumbs?
So ultimately, probably 3 thumbs and a knuck.
Because
while it was a little bit every night, ooh!
Yeah.
It didn't hurt right in the ghoulies. Much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of as opposed to being, having, say, 2 bricks slammed onto my ghoulies repeatedly over, say, an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
This was just kind of a light grazing.
Yeah,
every
not too
so
bad.
Often.
Yeah.
To kind of remind me that they're there.
Yeah. But I think I would give that experience 3 thumbs as well.
Yeah.
Somebody's occasionally flicking my nuts.
Just 3 thumbs. Just notes there. Yeah, 3 thumbs. I think a knock probably not, but 3 thumbs.
Three thumbs.
That was my experience with Optus.
Optus and Telstra, for the sake of
moving away from Optus, who seem to don't know a hole in the ground from an arsehole.
Yeah.
shit out of one into the other.
Don't do it the other way around. Yeah. Don't pack things
shit
in.
Shit out of your asshole into a hole in the ground. No, I guess that's like a camp poo. Okay.
Yeah, it made sense.
Not the other way around. Don't
shoot out of a
don't grab some
hole in the ground into your arse.
If the shit comes out of a ground, don't put it in your arse.
Don't pack it in like a stovepipe.
You don't know what that shit is.
No. Yeah, you don't want that. You'll get some kind of horrible version of toxic shock syndrome. Yeah.
Or it might be good for you.
Yeah, people do have poo transplants.
Yeah. They do have that poo transplant and make their gut health good.
Doctors do that.
Don't do it yourself.
Put it up the arse.
But if you're in, look,
I think doctors. Bacteria, they're not like, we're putting this poo in you.
Hey, but look, guys, if you cut yourself real deep, you go to a doctor for stitches, right?
Yeah.
But if you're in the bush,
I guess
there's
no doctors,
you have to make do with what you got. So if you've got a bit of a tummy problem,
and you don't know
what you have to do, and you're like, usually a doctor might just ram a bit of fecal matter into my stomach to make my gut flora all good. Well, I'm in the bush.
Exactly.
Bush so,
medicine. Up it goes.
What's this?
Sticking a shit you find in the floor up your asshole.
For bush medicine.
I'm going to give it one thumb.
Yeah, me too. It's upsetting that it actually registered on the scale. Well, you might get better from it, I guess.
It's hard to say.
Okay, before we get to mine and your review, Dusha, here's an apology and a quick word from our sponsors. An apology to and a quick word from our sponsors.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sorry, sponsors. What were you saying?
Well, I've been playing the video game, the Master Chief Collection for the PC. I got it with Game Pass.
Hey.
What a great service.
Yeah. It's cheap. Lots of games.
Yeah, that is true. I thought there was going to be a joke there, but just a pretty regular statement of fact. But it's you're all right.
We're not all jokes.
Yeah, sometimes we're just telling the damn truth.
We're just playing video games and talking about video games.
So Master Chief Collection, it's funny because you can't really review the Master Chief Collection without reviewing Halo. You know what I mean?
Well, the Master Chief Collection is a collection of Halo games.
Well, that's what I mean, but I'm not really reviewing. If I review the games, I'm not really reviewing the Master Chief Collection. I'm reviewing Halo 1 to Reach or whatever.
Four.
One thing about, I don't think 4's on there yet. Gotcha. One thing
does he not?
No, 4's at 5, isn't
it? No, 4 and 5 aren't there.
Master Chief not appear in number 4?
I have
number 4?
I should know this.
Yeah, well, and Master Chief's in number 4, you got to fight a new aliens. I don't know. I didn't want to think about Halo 4. So, the one criticism I guess I have for the Master Chief Collection is that once you download the 60 gig file, and then you go in and you're like, I would like to play Halo. It's like, you haven't downloaded Halo.
You haven't downloaded enough Halo.
And I'm like, but I download what? And then you're like, Halo 2. And it's like, sorry, you haven't downloaded Halo. Missing content. And then you have to specifically go into, for me, the Microsoft store, find them and specifically download the Halos, which was like another 100 megs each. No, they weren't even gig. They were just like, so I downloaded the 60 gig, but somehow that didn't include the games, but then I had to download an update for each one that was like, now you have Halo. And then, friend of the show, Adam tried to join us, but also when he downloaded the 60 gigs, it hadn't done Halo 2 or Halo Reach, and he had to specifically download those
separately. 60 gig the interface?
I don't know. I don't know what that 60 gig would be.
On the Xbox, I know that it was an 100 gig download, but 60 of that was the Master Chief Collection, which included bits and pieces, but Reach and 4, which is definitely in this.
I don't think Halo 4's on the PC then, maybe. I've looked. There's a grayed out thing for Halo 4.
Is it because you haven't downloaded it yet?
There's nowhere to download it. The other ones, I could click on it. It was just like, the content's not here. I can't even click on the Halo 4.
The collection consists of Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODSD, Halo Reach, and Halo 4.
I'm looking it up.
I just read it to
you. No, I'm looking it up if it's on PC. Halo 4, PC, Master Chief.
I type Master Chat, it'll know what I mean. Google's got this. It's fine.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going on then.
Yeah, so when I downloaded it, Reach and Halo 4 were separate downloads, but it was included, so it ended up being like 110 gigabytes.
Can I assume what's going on is maybe you just didn't look hard enough, Jack?
Hey, that's always possible.
I'm trying to explain the 100 meg
but thing. But see, because it's 60 gig, and then it's 100 meg for three games, which is not does not bring me to 100 gig, so I don't know what's going on there.
But you don't know that you had Halo 4, so that'll be like 40 gig, and then that'll be the difference.
Maybe, but yeah, maybe anyway.
You need to download Halo 4 separately. It's this kind of thing where it's like, hey, you've bought this thing, but this is silly. But you bought a portal, so like 60 gigabyte for some reason, and then that gives you access to be able to go to the store and download it. But
see, what's weird is that for me, I downloaded the 60 gig and the other games were 100 meg. Adam downloaded the 60 gig and then had to download an additional 20 gig to get Halo 2. I don't know. The Master Chief Collection is very confusing on
PC.
I'm
confused.
Like with all of your reviews, it's just really hard to answer your questions you have because a lot of the time, the information that's brought you to the question that we're trying to answer is wrong. So, you know what? I don't know, Jackson. Yeah. We can't help you. Yeah. It's so weird that happened to Adam and you got a different thing.
It's like we're trying to make a creme brulee and you're half remembering the ingredient list.
Yeah.
Well, and you're reading the methodology from, say, a delicious spag bowl. And I just don't know when to put the pasta into this creme brulee. You know, that doesn't seem to make sense. Flour, I assume, is involved, but that seems too much.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. Just trying to get by in this life. So far, I've only played...
You looked me dead in the eye just before asking this question. Three times did Halo 4 is in this collection. I then picked up my phone, read it to you, and you're like, I'm getting my phone.
Yeah, well, I didn't believe you.
I know.
I sort of still don't.
Was there a Master Chief Collection Light?
Maybe. Maybe that's what I got. I don't know.
No. No. The game has rolling updates. Originally,
I know. See, because that's what I read, is that Halo 4 and 5 were coming. And that's what Ethan said as well. You trust Ethan more than me.
No, to crossplay.
No, to the actual game. Anyway.
I was in that conversation.
Anyway, moving on.
Also, I said Halo 3, not Halo 4.
Time will tell.
Who can say? So, Halo, I've played a little bit of the campaign of Halo 2. I finished Halo 2 back in the Xbox way back in the day with pals. I was bad at it then. I'm bad at it now. And I played a little bit of sort of multiplayer. I think really the main benefit of playing the Halos, because I think you can kind of appreciate that these are older games that if they came out now, you would be like, oh, this isn't great. But like, you're kind of playing them just for the nostalgia of being like, damn, this is a game I played heaps as a kid and it's cool to be back.
Did the Halo 1 and 2, because those are the ones that I remember being as a teenager, it was always couch versus,
couch
was there ever was that one of the first ones, or was online?
Yeah, I think online was like a big part of maybe not Halo 1, but certainly Halo 2, back in the days of Xbox Live, where it was like
I'm just trying to chart this in a weird way of like, say you've got your GoldenEye, everyone is like, oh, I love GoldenEye.
That's the multiplayer game.
About how bad it was, but you go back, it's garbage.
Mm.
And it's a kind of like, well, you were on the couch, you were all versing each other, you could see to the screen, it was kind of fun. And then you kind of go for Halo and Halo 2, and I can't remember the same thing, or at least back then maybe you were incorporating, say, computers.
Well, my memories of Halo are going to a friend's house, a specific friend that always got the new Halos.
Oh, this is so annoying. Jackson was right.
Yeah! King of the land! Damn, it feels good, but I knew I was right. So this isn't any victory for me. This is just.
But you were still wrong a bit, which is also annoying because I've taken my own victory about you being wrong about the other thing. Because you also don't have Halo 3.
I have Halo 3.
No! Okay, now I'm back on the winning side with one each. Because Halo 3 doesn't have a release date, but Halo 4 does.
Oh, that's interesting.
Have you played Halo 3 yet?
No, I've only played Halo 2.
So maybe you don't have Halo 3.
Well, who can say?
Time will tell.
I've only played Halo 2 a little bit with Ethan, and we didn't really play the game. We just jumped around, and then Halo multiplayer with Adam. And I've streamed both of them, and I'll probably stream them again. Look, Halo is floaty as hell. You move like
a
maniac.
You jump, and you're just like, whoop!
See, because we played Halo 2 and all we were doing is boundary breaking. So me and Ethan were just like, how out of the level and what areas in the game you're not meant to get to can we get to? And that was heaps of fun. And then we tried to do the same thing with Halo Reach. And wow, having your jump nerfed, like the, because you jump massively. It's like there's no gravity in the first two. But then when you lose that for Halo Reach, it's so annoying. I was like, no, I feel sluggish and weighed down. I miss being a moon man. that's a Halo I love. It's crazy to play Halo on PC, and the way that you control the vehicles is really you turn with the mouse and then accelerate with like the directional keys or, you know, W, whatever. To turn, you need to swivel the mouse in the direction you want to turn the car. It's just, it's actually kind of like, once you get the hang of it, I actually kind of like it, but it's very strange off the bat to begin with. And it's a floaty game, and the vehicles are really floaty as well, which is something that I didn't remember either.
Yeah.
I always remember my go-to was to get that big tank and just, you know, shoot inefficiently at people until someone blew me up.
Well, yeah, the tank's a very boring vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't like that tactic, but I'm glad that it worked for you.
It didn't work at all.
that makes me more sad. Yeah, did you like the game?
Not really.
I can understand why.
I didn't care. Although I did like, turning on, you know, being a moon man, jumping, like putting that gravity to like ridiculous amounts, and then being only melee weapons.
Yeah, that was the second stream we did. It was me, Adam, and Ethan. We made
300% speed, 300%
speed, 300% jump. 50% gravity, and then we each got the big hammer.
Yes!
And we just zoomed around the place, and it was great.
That was fun. I think I remember playing that back in the day when we used to, like...
With us.
Oh, my God,
wow. With us, like...
That's crazy.
Back in, like, the house we had, like, the several houses before this one.
So I think the thing with Halo is that, like, looking back on it now, you're
back when Sans Pants Radio was still bad.
Back when nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Halo is always going to be fun and nostalgic. I think the fact that it's kind of, not buggy, but clearly kind of weirdly designed makes it fun to play again with others, but playing by yourself is just frustrating and strange. I like the variation in enemies. That's something I didn't really remember, but that's kind of like a neat thing that the Halo campaign does that I feel like, I don't know, like... The fact that you've got grunts and you know how a grunt behaves, and then you got the bloody crow looking guys and you know how they behave. And there's just like, you know, the crow. I don't look, they don't look heaps like a crow, but they make me think of crows. They're yellow, they're sneedly looking, they're all, you know, the guys.
I don't, but yeah, the listeners do.
Yeah, the listeners are like,
how many tweets I will get in that brief period of time where I was like, you're an idiot, you're wrong, and then I was wrong.
We're both going to get a lot of angry tweets. Even though we both won, in a way, we both lost.
Yeah, it was one apiece, but also zero apiece.
I think once crossplay is added as well between PC and Xbox, that'll be amazing. I think the fun of those Halo games back in the day playing with your friends was having four people to like a multiplayer map or even more. And the idea of, you know, getting so many people in Sans Fans have either an Xbox and Game Pass or PC and Game Pass.
Originally, we had no Xboxes, but now everyone's got one.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's not true. me and Samet have one.
The Joels have Xboxes. Yeah, yeah. And that was really
a Joel box, if you will.
But it's a blast to go back to. It seems fun. I don't really care about finishing the campaigns, but I think...
Did the designers?
I have, throughout my life, been friends with at least one person that loves Halo. Yeah, Adam.
Adam, Trent also loves Halo. So there's two people in the company. Also, Halo fans have this weird thing, because it's not like I'm generalizing about Halo fans.
Right.
Hey, look, I'm already getting the angry tweets.
You can feel them on your skin.
Alexia, Halo fan?
Yes. Okay. Alexi read all the books.
Yeah. Alexi, there we go.
So did Mia.
Mia also has an Xbox. So does Trent. So there's people. And maybe Alexi.
Yeah, could do.
I mean, if he loves Halo, he must.
He should. Someone should tell him.
Hey, you know you can play those books? Alexi's a Halo fan, but only the books. Never played the video.
A Halo
game.
Purist.
Yeah.
He only likes to enjoy the words that
the written saying. Word is what Alexi thrives.
Yeah.
Thrives, craves.
I can't remember what I was saying, but I'm sure it was Oh yeah, that's right. Halo, brilliant. Halo fans, they love to like then beat like the, get obsessed with the story, then like single player, not the story necessarily. Yeah. Although, hey, then to beat the game on Legendary, and that's like fun for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to just go back and finish it on Legendary, and then because everyone I was friends with that played Halo in high school would just talk about how many times they'd beaten the campaign.
It was the thing,
on Legendary.
Because when I play Halo, I like to. This is
have
my
fun.
My typical Halo day. I get in a Banshee, the flying thing.
Mm, yes.
I attach a whole bunch of blue explosives to it.
Yes.
And I see how high up in the air I can get before I blow up. That's a good time to me. That's fun. Great.
That's fun. I'm there.
Or I get to the Warthog.
That's not fun because the plasma grenades blow up after like 3 seconds.
Well, you got to be quick.
Yeah, but it's not satisfying.
No, well, sometimes you get a friend to do it as well.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's fun. That's a good time. Or you're like, can I get the Warthog through this corridor? Oh, I've got the Warthog jammed. Let's try and get out. That's fun. That's a good time. But my friends were always like, hey, let's gather tonight. We're going to order pizza and beat Halo and Legendary. That's boring.
Yeah.
Anyway, Halo's good. Four thumbs.
It's so good that I was worried that I was making generalization and you're saying, anyone who plays Halo on hard is dumb. You should be trying to jam a Warthog in a hallway.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's better.
How you play Halo.
That's a Halo.
That's why my friends, when I was a teenager, would get frustrated. They'd be like, Jackson, the next area. And I'd be like,
and how many of those people are you still friends with?
None.
Yeah.
Except Adam. But I've never tried to do. I think I would lose Adam as a friend if we tried to do campaign together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, four thumbs. It's great. It's a good time. Halo's always been good. I've heard the later ones are bad, but I've never played them.
Are you reviewing? I know you were talking about Halo 2 at some point.
Yeah.
But was that a review for Halo 1 or Halo 2?
That was a review for all of them, except the ones I haven't played.
Yeah,
what have you been playing, Dusha?
I've been playing Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. It's a Metroidvania style game. It was something that caught my eye almost immediately when it was announced. It was originally a Kickstarter, I believe.
Mm.
They raised enough money that they also then were like, oh, we got so much money, we're going to make a separate spin-off 8-bit game called Bloodstained's Curse of the...
You don't need to say. Curse of the Moon?
Curse of the Moon!
Like a wolf man?
I think it's...
Like a wolf man's curse?
Am I right? You're holding your phone. I'm not. Bloodstained Curse of
the Moon.
Oh!
Man, I am so good at remembering games.
Wow.
So that was an 8-bit one that they launched. They made that first while they were still developing Ritual of the Night. And that got everyone really hyped. I know we're name dropping a lot of people. Andrew Levins, he loved Curse of the Moon. He also really loves Castlevania and also really loves Metroid Warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
He's said it before. He'll say it again. He loves love letters to games that he loves. Anyway, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night was something that I was excited about. Then it launched on Switch, which is what I was inevitably going to buy it on.
Yeah.
But it turns out that apparently that port was really, really bad.
Oh, that's in what way?
So a lot of slowdown. When you get more and more items, the game gets slower and more broken. Apparently it just looks really flat and bad.
Yeah, that's
even though it's stylized graphics, there's no real reason for that. Look, I'm not a games developer, but it didn't seem that hard and it seemed like that they messed it up. But also it's a Kickstarter, so I don't want to kick them.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Anyway,
they're doing their best.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can remember names of games, but I don't know if the developers are good or bad.
Yeah,
so
that's
look,
fair.
If I am defending people that are monsters,
we're sorry.
I am sorry, and you're right, they're monsters. But if they're good people and I'm kicking them, I don't want to kick them.
For sure.
Anyway, so when I got the Xbox that we've been talking about, it was part of Game Pass, and I was like, now's my time
to
shine.
You can play it good. Yeah,
install it. So I never played it bad. I just heard that it was bad and saw videos of it being bad and was like, this is not for me. I will get upset.
Makes sense.
Yeah, installed on Xbox. I haven't played, what's the Symphony of the Night? The big Castlevania one? Yeah, so I haven't played that, but I've always wanted to, and it's on consoles I own. I don't know why I haven't. I've got no
excuse.
That's
on you.
Yeah, it's entirely on me.
Makes me sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I vomited just then in my mouth.
Yeah. If it was released on the Switch, it'd be day one purchase.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would pre-order it. But it's only on PS4 or maybe Xbox. I saw it on one of the stores once. It was $7 and I was like, oh yeah. And then I kept scrolling. I don't know why.
Do you reckon Switch or Nintendo will ever implement a Game Pass?
That would be cool.
No.
But
I don't think that Sony will either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a reason to get the Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, yeah.
Yeah, like you need something that's going to get you there.
I mean, and also again, before everyone's... Look, the people are setting off a lot of tweets.
Shoot them my way, baby.
They do kind of have a Game Pass-y thing with the virtual console stuff.
Yeah.
That's not called Virtual Console. There's like 50 games there that you get if you sign up for.
They're oldish games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They're not oldish. Yes, they are very old. The Nintendo Entertainment System and Super Nintendo. Yeah. It's a fact. They are old games.
Yeah, we can't deny that. That's not controversial.
The newest game on there will probably be like 95 or 96.
Yeah, yeah.
Killer Instinct.
Yeah, that's on there.
Oh, yes, Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark, no, but that's on the Game Pass.
Oh.
Killer Instinct might also be on Game Pass.
Ooh. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, played, installed Bloodstained, it started, and immediately I was like, I was not prepared for the type of game this is, but I am in.
Yeah.
Just immediately was hit with just like the most nonsense anime sort of story.
Yeah, yeah.
That I was just like, whoa. I don't remember. Just threw like 30 names at me straight away.
And gave you their relations, like who was the brother or reincarnated dad of X?
Sort of. So no, but then the moment that I encountered characters, I'd be like, oh, this is twin. I'm like, oh no.
Anime love twins.
Yeah, true.
Oh, but also just like crazy stuff. Like there was like a 10-year jump immediately before I even touched the controller, basically.
That rules.
There was just like, maybe this is explained in Curse of the Moon, because I think that is a prequel. But yeah. It was just like I'd been like unthawed, sort of, or uncursed.
You were frozen, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not frozen, like in stasis, I guess. Yeah, not frozen in ice. I was on a boat.
So you were frozen in time?
Maybe. 10 years
How
past.
Many crystals do you have to collect?
Oh, there's crystals.
figured.
Except the crystals give you abilities, and they're called shards.
Oh!
If you beat enemies, randomly a shard appears and just jabs you, and that gives you ability of one of the enemies you kill.
Well,
that's one of the mechanics I really like in the game.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's pretty good.
So it's one of those games that's just like crazy customizable as well. So again, got the most amount of story in the world. Then pressed pause and was just immediately hit with the most dense menu in the world. And I was like, oh, there's no escape now.
You're in.
So there's different types of weapons. All of them mean slightly different move sets.
Yeah.
You can also just equip shoes. So kicks is also a weapon. Then there's there's four or five different types of magic. I've only got two of them so far, which means that like one trigger does one thing and another button does another thing. There's head, body, legs, weapon, and two accessories, items you can equip. So there's lots of different things. You've got stats like D&D.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, actually, not like D&D. It's more like, some of the D&D stuff. Yeah. It's like attack, defense, but then it's like
charisma.
It's like charisma, dexterity, strength, weird.
Dexterity and wisdom are some of them. So like stuff like that. It's just not strength. Is basically just divided into attack and defense.
Could you stat yourself out just to kick your way through Dracula's hordes?
Yes.
That rolls.
Okay.
Yes, but you can't control your stats except through equipment.
So, oh, okay.
So gotta equip the best kicking.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's different types of boots, and obviously the more it's the same with any like a Final Fantasy or something. Like there's sword, but then there's cool sword, and sword does three more
boot
damage.
Boot of plus five kick.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Does extra jumps. And
there's also guns, which I haven't used at all, which are a separate thing entirely, that do less damage but have bullets. And if you run out of bullets, then you shoot.
What kind of guns? Modern guns or like clockwork guns?
No, like clockworky kind of guns.
Yeah, okay.
So I always love when it's like modern gun and also medieval sword.
Yes. Nah, it's like,
I don't know, it does something to me. I'm like,
it's like
good.
Pirate
nonsense.
Pistol gun.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Flintlocks and the like.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've played for like 2 or 3 hours. It's the map and stuff is laid out similar to a Metroid map where it's 2D.
Yeah.
The doors are on there. And you just have to progress through and then there's boss fights and what have you. But as you beat enemies, there's a random chance you get one of their abilities. If you get the same ability a couple of times, it gets more powerful.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a collectible thing, so it's not like you get hit with it and now you're stuck with that ability.
Mm.
It
you can swap them out.
It just goes into your inventory and they just stack. So
that rules.
That's great.
So like if you kill a bat, the ability you get from that is summon bat, which means you can pick a direction, you shoot a bat.
Oh.
You get more of those, it shoots more bats.
That's good.
Yeah. So stuff like that rules. Also, it's a type of game where there is like a million treasure chests just everywhere. And like chests have stuff like swords, armor.
Yeah, yeah.
There's hidden abilities that you get from bookcases that tell you a combination of buttons, similar to like a Street Fighter situation.
Oh,
and then when
God.
You do it, it unlocks it. And then the more you do it, the more powerful it gets. Everything is upgradable all the time. It's overwhelming, but cool.
What does it look like? What's it visually?
It's kind of hard for me to describe it. It's sort of anime looking, but not heaps. Like, you wouldn't be sick if you looked
yeah,
at
that's
it. Castlevania,
okay.
Kind of like okay, a Castlevania.
Yeah, cult, yeah, for sure.
But like newer, so it's like a little bit
side scrolly or.
Yeah, the same way that like a 2D Metroid or Castlevania.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool. Beating bosses and stuff, you get their abilities as well. Obviously, bigger bosses and stuff like that, the abilities you unlock use more mana.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hard as well. Like, I've died a couple of times. It's nonsense as well. So, like, the story is so dense that if you were to start playing it and ignore it immediately, I'd be like, I get that.
Oh,
don't
I will.
Don't even bother.
I would not even
don't
for
learn
a
name.
Second. Yeah.
Is there a way to skip all those cutscenes?
They're not cutscenes. It's like the two heads that talk.
Yeah, but I'm sure I can tap A quickly to power through.
Yeah, but I don't think like, it will go as fast as you want.
Like the anime conversation thing
yeah.
where it's like that box anime face and
yeah.
then they're behind them.
It's
is
down
a
the
bit
bottom
like,
though.
Yeah.
It's a two, yeah.
Yeah, and when they talk, they'll get like lighter and darker. And yeah, I've always hated that.
Yeah, me too.
I think there is full cutscenes. I can't remember.
Well, I hate that.
If there's full cutscenes, they're not long.
Well, I'm sure if there's full cutscenes, I can skip them or I can just go. Or turn off
my
computer.
You can just turn off your computer and be like, well, I beat that game. I can only assume that cutscene that I'm not watching is the end of the game.
Yeah.
Just a few other things that make this extra good, extra exciting, I guess. Just like adding like percentage completions and stuff like that on the menu screen. So like you can see how much of the map you've unlocked.
That's cool.
Things like that. Again, there's like a... There's also every single thing you can imagine an RPG kind of system having. So, like, there's shops where you can buy stuff, but also you can go to those shops and break down items into resources because you can also find resources like iron and stuff like that. And then if you've got certain amounts of, like, iron and gold and whatever,
you can upgrade a sword or whatever.
Upgrade a sword or you can get, like, a sword made.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there's food. There's also a cooking thing. I haven't got far enough to do the cooking thing.
No game has ever made a cooking thing fun. I'll say
Breath
that here.
Breath of the Wild.
No, didn't even enjoy
that. Was that close?
Yeah, it was closer because it made a good noise.
Yeah. I like the
But it's still never satisfying.
Yeah, well, I think Bloodstained has a similar thing where it's like combined ingredients.
Yeah.
You cook. But it might just be in a menu. I don't know. Look.
You can ignore it. That's the beautiful part.
The thing with this game is there is so much stuff that if there's just things I'm not interested in, I can just not touch.
That's great.
Oh, that's really good.
Good games with that is great.
So how many thumbs?
I'm going to give it 4 thumbs. It does still have some of the problems that people have spoken about on the Switch. Like occasionally the game does slow down frame rate will just
drop a bit of
a
shutter.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it is a little annoying to control at points, though. The jump isn't as satisfying.
Yeah,
I think it's just because of the style of the game. You kind of expect your character to jump and be a bit more controllable.
Agile?
Yeah.
Okay.
But apart from that, probably four thumbs and a knock. Like, I will beat it. It's also the type of game where it seems like it's going to be really long, but I checked, and it's only 10 to 15 hours.
Whoa. Oh, that's pretty good. So all up today's been 11 thumbs and a knock.
Whoa.
So
and two new phones, or old phones, but on a new network.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, and who knows how many Halos are in the Halo Master Chief collection.
I think the best thing you can take from today is buy this Curse of Moon game, buy a Halo Master Chief.
And buy phone.
And buy phone.
Yeah.
And leave Optus. I think that's pretty good.
The one thing that I want you to know is if you find a shit on the ground, don't put it back inside.
Don't put it up your bum, even if you think it'll make you healthy, it won't.
It'll make you
very, very sick.
Joel Zubin's making work. The maybe it's good face. Ignore him. Don't tweet us as well. If you haven't tweeted us already, don't.
Yeah, I don't want
to hear it. When the episode ends, there'll be a plug for our social medias, but if you've got complaints, I don't want to hear them. But if they're nice things, yes.
Yeah, you can send us nice things.
Yeah, it'd be lovely.
Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.